love it.
Be nobleness and ever again divine.
There you go. Well, we're wrapping up our 3-hour broadcast here. We'd like to kind of leave y'all with some takeaways. Mr. Tyler Johnson came in today to offer the Rosie on the House listeners an offer he's not offering anybody else. Tyler, why don't you repeat that with your phone number for all the homes that may need a little roofing attention prior to a monsoon season that we're really counting on?
All right, so we're starting out with tile maintenance, up to 20 broken tiles, flashings, just checking on your roof, making sure it's as good as it can be. That's $250, typically $300. We have a tile roof leak special. You have a roof, you need a roof leak, need it taken care of before these monsoons. That's $500. That's typically $650. And then finally, if you have a full roof that needs to be done before these monsoons hit, then we're talking a 10% off right off the top. And if you need to get a hold of us, just call us 480-467-4572.
Tyler, we appreciate the partnership with Rosie on the House and Johnson Roofing. Appreciate you bringing this offer to our Rosie on the House listeners. All right, now it's time to kind of address our takeaways for the show. And I always have a lot of takeaways when Dr. Dean's in the room, but we talked about pickles with Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau and the Outdoor Living segment of the hour. We talked about load-bearing walls and what can or can't be removed in the 9 o'clock hour. We talked about preparing your roof for the monsoon season here in the 10 o'clock hour. But if I had one takeaway I would want you to take away from today's broadcast is this: the government ain't your nanny.
Yes, well, you know, legitimate political authority is always limited. John Locke wrote about that the purpose it's constituted is that it's never justified by power, seizing power, those kind of things. Even when our founding fathers signed out the Declaration of Independence, they weren't going over and invading England and taking power away. They were seizing, pulling power back to themselves and being able to establish the new nation. They wanted both freedom and liberty. And that freedom is that rights to do and be responsible for your own life, and then the liberty to go out and live that as others can do the same sort of thing, that shared American dream in doing that. So, you know, James Madison said that, you know, the Constitution, our country, the democracy works when we have a moral people that take responsibility. Jefferson talked about that, an educated people that found out the facts and learned about the issues. All these are important aspects of what the founding fathers, those that signed the Declaration of Independence, those 56 individuals, what they put their name on, a treasonous document for our country and for us today.
It could be one whole broadcast, what happened to those 56 guys the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting story in and all of itself.
Yeah, many of them lost everything. They were part of the wealthy planter class, and they lost everything for what they believed.
And we've got one final American flag to give away. First Lady Dolly enjoyed ice cream. In fact, her favorite flavor was oyster ice cream. What was Dolly's last name? Text the answer to 411-923, and we'll pick the first right winner, because that would be an easy one to Google and cheat. You had to be listening. So we'll take the first person that gets it right. Dolly's First Lady Dolly, whose favorite ice cream was oyster ice cream. What was her last name?
I tell you, that's my takeaway. I'm gonna start experimenting with oyster ice cream. I gotta find a recipe for that.
Well, I'm in the mood for a hot dog with good relish on it. You know, this just in: 75 hot dogs at the Nathan's contest. 75 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
I want to enjoy a hot dog, not scram it down my throat.
Not dip it in water or lemonade and.
That ruined the rest of your day.
I was hungry till you said that.
The text is 411-923. That's the number. What was First Lady Dolly's last name? And we'll send you an American flag sewn right here in the U.S. by Valley Forge Flag Company. And between now and next week, if you've got questions about your home, castle, or cabin, email or website, rosieonthehouse.com. Y'all have a great, safe, blessed Independence Day and weekend.
We ain't perfect. This country, but it's as damn good as it gets. That's all I got to say.
Amen.